of the day, carrying burdens she couldn't wash away. Then a stranger spoke gently by Jacob's old well, and the secret she carried, he started to tell.
He said, "Woman, believe me, the hour has now come. Not this hill nor Jerusalem, alone for God's own. For the Father is seeking a people anew, who will worship in spirit and truth. In spirit and truth, in spirit and truth. Not merely with lips while the heart wanders loose. The Father is seeking the broken and bruised, who will worship in spirit and truth. With clean hands and mercy, repentance and faith. Not songs without surrender, not words without grace. For God is a spirit, and he searches through for worship in spirit and truth."
Isaiah once warned, they honor with their hearts are far from me, though worship is sung.
And David said, "Lord, you desire what is true, a broken heart offered to you."
Not Cain with his offering, while hatred remained. Not trumpets and fasting to glorify names. But those who will tremble at all that God says, and walk in his wonderful ways. In spirit and truth, in spirit and truth. Not merely with lips while the heart wanders loose. The Father is seeking the broken and bruised. Who will worship in spirit? With clean hands and mercy, repentance and faith. Not songs without surrender, not words without grace. For God is a spirit, and he searches through for worship in spirit and truth.
Open your heart.
His spirit still calls us forward,
and the veil was torn at Calvary
by the Lamb who bore our shame.
Now every tribe and tongue may enter
through the power of Jesus' name. So whether in valleys or mountains we stand, or whisper our prayers with trembling hands, the incense God loves
is a life laid down.
A servant who carries the crown.
For the true songs of heaven,
people who worship in truth.